Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. With the help of the 40 Wings Tempered Tech Scoop, I've done some digging on your arm guard, and I'll give you a full history lesson shortly. Now, Tracy Gaudry was an Olympian. She was a national time trial champion as well in the mid-90s and an AIS scholarship holder, former professional cyclist, of course. And she's now the event patron for the iconic Warnie, the Melbourne Awarnable, which is back in action this weekend. Tracy, good morning. Appreciate your time.
Hi, thank you. And yes, you've just sort of underhanded stated my age by talking about the 90s.
Sorry. I did say mid-90s. I thought I'd just vague it up a little bit. I beg your pardon. What you are, though, is the event patron for an iconic event. Obviously, the oldest cycling race in our country, second oldest one-day race in the world as well. And she's a real test for men and for women now, of course. It's an exciting time. The last race of the Victorian Summer of Cycling.
It's fantastic. And the Warnie, talking about the mid-90s, one of the wonderful elements of being the patron is having been the first female ever to finish within the traditional time cut when the Warnie was a handicap race and no gender category. And that was in the mid-90s. And here we are 28 years later, having a separate women's event and a men's event celebrating the biggest and longest road races in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing I like about it, Tracy, the most is that it's open to everyone. It's open to pros. It's open to semi-pros. It's open to mammals, to weekend warriors, if you like. Anyone who thinks they can get the journey, which is a big one. It's obviously from Avalon Airport, for the men anyway, all the way down to Warrnambool, 267 Ks.
Yeah, that's a very long way in anyone's book. It's a long way if you're driving, catching a train or riding a bike, and you're dead right. It can be, it's for the elite riders, the pros preparing for their season overseas. It's for national level riders getting points for what's called the National Road Series. And also it's a graded race for your everyday club riders who want to get out there and challenge themselves in one of the most iconic ways in, you know, Australia's most iconic one-day event.
Tracy, these riders getting ready for their European events, I mean, it's extraordinary to ride this sort of distance. I mean, at what fitness level are they now? Are they 100% now, or are they at sort of 70 or 80% getting ready to go overseas?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And when you think about 264Ks, 264Ks is a long way. If you're a world tour rider or a professional on the international scene, many of what we call the spring classics in Europe, which take place in the March-April period in springtime in Europe, they're sitting around 220 to 260Ks. Some of them would treat a ride like this or a race like this as a fast training ride. They won't be at their peak fitness, but it'll be a solid day out for them. And they would be the type of rider that some of our Australian domestic riders would aspire to be like and to be at that level in a few years to come.
And we had the inaugural women's race last year, which was a huge hit, wasn't it, Tracy? And it returns this year again, of course, on the Sunday, 160 kilometres. But this one is already proven to be a hit and really popular among the females in the peloton.
Yeah, that's right, Sam. I was privileged to be at the start and at the finish last year. And rode in the race car behind the peloton. 160Ks, again, is a long way. That's equivalent to the longest one-day women's races in the world. And the great thing for Australian riders is they're at pretty good fitness because it has been, as you said, a summer of cycling across Victoria and also South Australia with the Women's Tour Down Under. And so they've spent December training and January racing. This is the pinnacle of their Australian racing scene, and many will go overseas after this, and the domestic or Australian based riders will use it as a springboard for the rest of their season here.
Speaking of Tracy Gaudry, event patron for the Melbourne to Warrnambool, I just have to ask you, Tracy. Now, anyone who's done the Warnie, man or woman, will be this week watching the weather forecast like an absolute hawk, because there isn't what you would call an abundance of climbing, but it's open to the elements. So wind is your enemy here. I'm just having a look. 21 on the Saturday, I think, light winds, and 21 on the Sunday, much the same. So the dangers for the riders on a course like this, I think wind would be their biggest enemy.
Yeah, 21 degrees is what we would call perfection. It's a bit like what today is. I've been out for a little spin around the block, only 45k this morning, and chatting to some friends about my ambition to ride the Dirty Warnie, which is later on in the year. Mm. 21 degrees, weather's perfect. Rain, if that's on the horizon, I haven't looked forward to the weekend. Because rain creates danger in terms of slippery roads and descent. But the main thing is the wind. If there is a westerly or a southwesterly, that's hard. That's a headwind. A northwesterly means you've got a crosswind. A beautiful day would be to have an easterly. And that's what I'm sure all the riders would be looking for, a fast race with the wind at your back. And I'm hoping for that for the riders on the weekend.
Tracy, I want to see all the colour and activity somewhere between Avalon and Warrnambool. What are the best vantage points to have a look at the race as it's going along?
Yeah, well, Avalon, of course, as a start, for many who know, the race used to start on this side, on the Melbourne side of the Westgate Bridge. That can't happen anymore with respect to the volume of traffic. But if you go down through the Midland, you go through Colac, Port Campbell, they're the two big centres on the way through. To find a way in the city centre where everybody comes out from their shops to watch, that would be fantastic. And then, of course, as you head towards Warrnambool, lining the main street on the way into Warrnambool, it's a beautiful main street, main drag down that highway in. It's double lanes. There's a few little bumps on the way into the finish line, actually, and I still remember that from about 28 years ago. So those main towns and the run into Warrnambool are the ones that I would be going to watch.
And if you're in Warrnambool as well, Tracy, it's a real event weekend, isn't it? A festival of cycling, as we said earlier, because you've got a criterium around the streets of Warrnambool on the Sunday morning as well for the men.
Yeah, absolutely. So the men come in mid-afternoon Saturday, depending upon which way the wind blows. That can change the time by up to an hour difference. Mm. Saturday night, there's a dinner. A Legends dinner, and I would go to the Warnie website to see if there's any tickets available for that. Sunday morning, the women race, and they start at Colac and come down, and then Sunday afternoon there's a criterium. So there's something for everyone, a great day out, and if you're a parent and you've got young kids, bring them out to watch bike riding and get on your bike as well. And if you're a mammal or a whammel, then get on your bike and go and have a look and see, you know, what's wonderful part of Victoria. And also with the Commonwealth Games in Victoria in 3 years, regional Victoria is really where it's at. Mm. And we want to see more sport and physical activity in all of the regions of Victoria.
Amazing to think. It's been 127 years since the first Warnie, and another grand weekend awaits. The website, melbourne2warrnambool.com.au, has all your information. Tracy, really appreciate your time this morning, and enjoy the weekend.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.